The use of sources is so interesting, particularly as a way to help students stand at a bit of a distance from the violence and think about it in a historical way. I was wondering if you could say a little bit more about the National Archives and what resources they offer.
So the project that was done by the National Archives on the teaching of partition was set up with the intention of looking at partition through a range of perspectives, and the sources that they have chosen do just that. So there's actually an inquiry that's on their website that talks you through in lots of detail how to do this, and all the sources I'll just give a brief mention of in a moment are linked to the website. But it starts with your standard photo of Jinnah, Mountbatten and Nehru and looks at partition from a British perspective, but then intentionally takes pupils through a range of primary sources in order to engage with partition from multiple perspectives. So it looks at the map itself and the borders that were drawn. There are newspaper articles to allow students to think about how people were reporting on the aftermath of partition. There are also telegrams and High Commission reports, which give, in some senses, a pretty blunt appraisal of what was happening in India and Pakistan after partition. So I would urge some caution when pupils are looking at sources like that. But there are also unofficial notes from British soldiers and then things like reports on refugee movements. So the range of sources that you'll find there allow pupils to look at partition in lots of different ways, but importantly through different perspectives. They also include oral testimony, and I would add to all of that, using scholarship in the classroom is really key.
That's really helpful, Kat.